Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. I waited on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know why yesterday we've done like a million episodes, and yesterday I just like blew through it.
You've had
people wait for that.
You've had a tough few days as far as producing.
It's been a train wreck. That's one reason I love this show, man, because we can just hit record and just go. And I am buttoned up, but I'm not like buttoned up and we just kind of let loose and have some fun. And like today's topic could not be more of a definition of this show.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like
it could not be a more definition of probably the last 5 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to get better and better each and every day, including today. I want you to tell the story, though, because we're basically talking about riders here, and there's a history. There's a history with you and Dap and some riders.
All right, let me.
I feel like if I walk in the press box, it's going to be like the West Side Story. Like, you guys are going to be standing on opposite ends staring at each other, and I'm going to be like, what did I walk into?
But you know what? I think a fence could be being mended and we could become best friends. Like, it's one of those things like on Step Brothers. It's like, could we become best friends?
Did we just become best friends? Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. So let's give you the backstories. I know people are like, we're 2 minutes into this thing. What the hell is going on? So remember, let's rewind back to the spring game. We're in the press box, and I've told this story before, so I'm not going to go into mega detail, but everybody remembers like months and months, I guess years ago, when Auburn hired DJ Durkin. There was a particular AL.com writer, Michael Casagrande. I don't think it matters if I say his name, who doesn't spend a ton of time in Auburn, but came to Auburn and asked what I felt like was a mega dumb question. Like, the worst gotcha question, most unserious question you could ever ask someone. And 6 years after the fact, way beyond 6 years after the fact, many, many years after the fact of something tragic happening, when you ask if someone do you think you deserve a second chance, when said person has been he's on like his sixth hire after this person. And we're talking about DJ Durkin. And when he asked him, hey, why do you think you deserve a second chance, when he's been hired, you know, many, many times, also hired as a consultant by Nick Saban. So, okay, now go back to the spring game.
Yes.
And we're sitting in the press box. And, you know, we had that weird point system where it was like, nobody really knows how you score. Yeah.
Nobody knew what the score was.
Nobody really knows how you score, but if there's like explosive plays on offense, gets so many points, and if you get a first down, you get a billion points, like whatever. I don't know.
It was weird.
All I know is at some point in time, Auburn's offense had 63 points, I think, something like that. That number, Ben, I don't know why, but it sticks in my head.
So, well, it's because it's the story that goes with it.
So I said, I can see the AL.com headline now. DJ Durkin's offense gives up 63 points in the spring game. And what I meant to say was specifically point to this one particular writer, you know, Michael Casagrande, or I hope I'm saying his name right. Actually, I don't care if I'm saying his name. I don't care if I'm saying it right. Pointing to him. So I had to correct myself because people are like, they're sitting right behind you. And I was like, I don't mean, you know, Peter and those guys, they're freaking awesome. I love those guys. Yeah. I'm talking about Casagrande.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's behind you too. And then he was literally right behind me. So there was a whole confrontation, not anything serious, but that happened. So bookmark that. Okay, and then...
Oh, I've got it. I've had that bookmarked.
Yeah, you've had that bookmarked. And then there's the whole Goodman deal where he is trying so hard to be relevant and doing the whole Auburn soft for going to Grand National and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like totally missing the mark. And he's missing it on purpose because I don't believe that even he believes.
No, because he's still the only one on that island.
It is an island. Like it is castaway
even
on that island.
Even the previous guy you were mentioning, Casa Grande, has he's fine.
Spoiler alert, Ben. Spoiler alert. You're spoiling it.
Well, I was gonna even say even the ones who and I kind of like him because he and I go back and forth. Skarbinski, who's usually against Auburn, he is not on that island with Goodman. Okay, like Goodman gotcha. Literally is on the island by himself, still saying that this is a dumb idea and they're at a palace and being treated with there's women feeding them grapes and everything else. Like it's ridiculous. Like it's absolutely ridiculous.
Like I know Auburn basketball's in Greece, but this isn't like the Greek, you know, god type stuff.
According to Goodman, it is. And the story just gets bigger.
So. Well, so today, I go on obviously a lot of different podcasts. I'm on Locked on Auburn. I do several different things. Well, the most recent podcast with Locked on Auburn that went up today was Ben. Have you ever seen the movie Inception?
Yes.
Okay, I have not, but I know that it's all about like dreams within a dream within a dream and all this kind of crap. So like we had a
horrible take here. People are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to say it just so they will. Hated the movie.
I'm sure it's confusing. You got to be locked in. So we did a show today.
Yeah.
So today's Tuesday. Yeah, so it went up today. We did a show today that was reacting to a Joseph Goodman article that was reacting to a Locked on Auburn podcast.
Yes,
saw that. Was reacting to the initial Joseph Goodman article talking about the Auburn being soft at the Marriott. So we're four dreams deep right now talking about this stuff. Well, today Michael tags me in a tweet, which big respect. And he's like, hey, I enjoyed the podcast. And I assume he's talking about the Locked on Auburn podcast this morning. For more context, though, someone was quite positive about Auburn's camp plan. And he's basically saying, hey, whoa, I just want to let you know, I think Auburn's camp plan is awesome, which is so hilarious because he tagged me in it.
Yeah. And I'm sure his cohort and co-worker sees him when he tweets stuff because I follow my coworkers when they do stuff. So he's going against what one of his coworkers did in Goodman. But I'm laughing because I know where the story's going, and I think you guys are going to appreciate this if you don't follow Kyle on Twitter or X.
Yeah, I just told him that I'm still not going to accept your Facebook friend request. That's what I told him.
I'm still not going to accept your Facebook friend request. I spit my drink out when I read this.
Which is funny because I was having you may be a little bit – let's peel the curtain back a little bit. I'm 40. Ben, you're 49?
Yeah.
49. Okay. You probably didn't get into MySpace, right?
Yes.
You did get into MySpace. Okay. Yes. So – it's funny because I made a MySpace joke earlier in the day where I was like, you just didn't crack my top eight. Like you remember that for those that are listening, the top eight, like broke up families and
which
friendships.
By the way, MySpace is coming back. It's about to re-break up families, by the way.
I can't wait. I'm ready.
I think they changed it to top 14 though. That's what I heard. I heard it.
When I remember you could adjust, but it was in, I think the most you could go was 16, which that was just ridiculous. Nobody took that serious. If you made the talks, nobody cared about your top. It was the top eight that mattered.
Not to mention, if you're 16, you're like, what the hell, Kyle?
That's like talking about the playoffs. Like, what are we doing? We're at a 16-team playoff now? Like, this ain't worth, a hill of beans kind of thing. So I had made a joke about MySpace earlier, and then this happened, and for whatever reason, like, that whole mindset was still, still going. And I went with the Facebook friend request. He has not actually requested to be my friend on Facebook.
Don't ruin it.
I know. It's just a joke, but Step Brothers is like, man, we may have just become best friends. Like me and the last people that you would have expected to respect each other. I think we may be best friends.
Listen,
don't do it.
No, don't do it. No, one, don't do it. No, you know me. I'm bitter.
You're petty.
I am. I am so petty. And I will be nice to guys like that, you know, in front of people and all that kind of stuff. But seriously, if he did request to be my friend on Facebook, there's no chance. I may even DM him and go, there's no way, and screenshot it. However, I just think it's I'm going to be interested to see if he responds, number one, to that tweet, because it's absolutely hilarious whenever you responded to him that way. But I do wonder if he's extending an olive branch.
He's been doing that though. Like,
and with the olive branch, that's why I spit out my drink whenever I read this, whenever I was scrolling through and I saw this and read it. And I spit out my drink because I was like, this dude put out an olive branch and Kyle just pooped all over him.
No, I think though that he knows it's a joke.
Oh,
like,
I hope
you know what I mean. Like that was.
We see where this has gotten some golf people on our golf pod with the whole commenting underneath things.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, look, if you have a good sense of humor, then we'll always be friends. I don't care who you pull for.
It's gotta be. Yeah, he's got to think it's a joke because he's got to realize. Going back to that spring, the spring game with what y'all's exchange that took place in the, you know, up in the press box, like clearly
that was not a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. No, as a matter of fact, it literally, yeah. But
this particular article, Ben, like, by the way, this isn't what's funny is like, this isn't something that he wrote today. This was written like a week ago. He wrote this like back when fall camp opened.
Okay.
So he was like, hey, I just want to make sure you know.
Yeah.
I'm on the right side of this. I'm not on the wrong side of this.
Just want you
gotta
know.
I gotta let Charlie Five know that I'm on the right side.
We're getting close to game time. And if I see him in the press box, I don't need any snide remarks from Charlie. I need to let him know that I put some.
I don't
decent
need awkward
articles.
Another like awkward elevator ride. Like that was the most awkward elevator ride of I think all of our lives.
So the best part about this, I don't hear this story from Kyle first. I hear this story from Daryl first.
Really?
Yes. And the reason I hear the story from Daryl is because that happens, and then Daryl is the first person I talk to on Monday morning. Because I do sports. And I mean, as soon as I call him at 7 a.m. to talk to him, he goes, before we go on, I got to tell you this awkward situation that took place.
Daryl can't keep a secret worth shit.
And we didn't talk about it on the air. It didn't go on the air. He said, before I go on the air. So because I don't know if you remember, I reached out to you and I said, what in the hell went on in the press box? And then that's when you told me the story. Either that or the next time we played golf, like I had you, because it went on, the story went on for a couple of holes. I think that's what took place. I don't even think I called you. I think we were playing golf later that week and you told me what was going on. So,
I put my foot in my mouth big time. Like it was awful.
Yeah, but as my one of my father's employees said, you just tell it to their face like you tell it to their back.
I mean, I said it on my chest after, like once I was exposed. Hey, chest out. Once I was exposed, it was time to roll. It is what it is after that.
I'm either losing my credentials today or I'm fixing to prove a point. One of the two.
Yeah, this may be the last day I'm in this mug. So I'm
and now let's go. Now let's go get on the slowest elevator in the history of the world.
We may not make it between floors. Like, who knows?
Oh,
and the poor
man.
Girl, they have a poor girl like in there, like,
that
there,
doesn't
like,
even see daylight. All she does, she's
hitting
the
buttons. Like why you have to have somebody working the buttons is beyond me, but she's hitting the buttons and it's like, I assume she's checking credentials too. Like, so maybe that's, it's like security, but the tension was, the tension was there and she had no clue what was going on.
She probably, y'all probably got off and she's probably like, that's the most awkward elevator ride I've ever been a part
of. What just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did they fight upstairs and then they came down? Unbelievable stuff. So, yeah, if you don't, surely if you're listening to this pod, you probably follow Kyle, Charlie5 on Twitter. But if you don't, that some of the responses and some of the things that he gets tagged in from time to time are well worth seeing. Yeah. especially when writers like that, because he's got a reputation. Like, people down in Covington County know who Casagrande is.
I mean, he's got like 60,000 followers on Instagram, on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like he's just a run of the mill guy.
Yeah, he's not a nobody by any means. And then I think he and Daryl got into it with because his header had the Alabama football stadium in the background.
He's changed that since.
Yeah, took Daryl.
I think all he did was just blurred it out.
I think he did too. I think it's still Crimson Tide.
It looks like the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm looking at it right now. Mm. It looks like Mercedes-Benz, just blurry. So, I don't know.
Oh, I think Daryl made a good point when he was fighting with him, where he was like, it's okay to have it. Just own it. Don't.
I'm with you.
Yeah, don't play dumb. Like, because when we got questioned, but he goes, I just put that up there. It doesn't matter who it is. It could have been anybody. It's like.
Kind of does.
Yeah. In your position, it kind of, just own it. Say, well, yeah, I went to school there. I'm a Bama fan. Just own it. I've told you, the guy that I do the show with in Montgomery, Doug, with the Max Roundtable, he has zero problem saying he's an Alabama fan. He's a media member. I've got zero problem saying I'm an Auburn fan. So,
and I don't care. Like, I don't care. Just
I don't
like
think
you,
anybody
just...
cares. Like, some of these writers that take this stuff, there's like, I've got to remain impartial. I was like, when you're writing your story, yes. What you do on your free time, if you want to go to a game and cheer, fine. Go to a game and cheer. That doesn't bother us. So, it's odd to me. It's odd that he didn't say it with his chest like you did with yours. He was like, I don't know how that got there. Okay, bud. You put it up there.
So, I'm not going to hate on him because we're best friends now. So, it's funny. I told him, I also commented, I said, thank you for my next podcast topic. So, That's literally that's what we're talking about today.
Can you see, is he a subscriber? Can you see if he's one of the subs?
I can't. Clearly he is. Clearly he's listening though. So
yeah,
he'll probably hear this. But so shout out Michael Casagrande. He loves the Grand National thing. It's funny. So I sent this is funny too. Another peel behind the curtain type thing. I sent you know how on our premium channel, Zach and Christian are doing, have you seen those yet, that are doing energy drink reviews? Have you seen any of those?
No.
They're hilarious. So if you're subscribed to the premium, you can see those. So I found what I thought was a new flavor of C4. It's called Mango Fuego, which tell me that doesn't make you want to drink it.
It does not.
No, you're not a mango guy?
It's got that hot stuff. I don't like the hot.
It's not spicy. It's not spicy. It's just mango. It's like, man, this mango's on fire. That kind of thing. So the can's really cool. And they do this thing where it's like can check, where they look at the can and they kind of rate the can. So I was like, this is I took a screenshot of it and sent it to this barn group text, which I got to add you into it. Yeah. This barn group text. And Brad Law was like, where do you get your pedicures? Because, my thumbs look like they've been run through a chainsaw, like a meat grinder, and your thumbs look, spectacular. And I was like, well, I get them done at Grand National. And it got a really good laugh.
Phenomenal.
Which is kind of along the lines of everything we're talking about. So our football players are going to be massaged up. They're going to have the best cuticles in the SEC, toenails, fingernails, everything that goes facial. They're going to have the best pores when it comes to skin in the SEC. We're going to be immaculate when it comes to that because of our stay the last 13 days or the 13 days before fall camp begins, because there's no doubt that we're taking advantage. We're going to be really good at frisbee golf, disc golf.
Yes.
We're going to be really good at shuffleboard.
Pickleball. They got those pickleball.
Pickleball champs, SEC pickleball champs. And then par 3 course, we'll take on anybody. Like, we'll take on anybody if you want to play a good 18-hole
par. And, hey, let's not forget the big pool. We may have some guys that are going to be actually trying to make the swim team. And
water slide from a mountain waterfall champions. That is an awesome pool, by the way.
It is an awesome pool.
You know, however, I have a social membership?
In all seriousness, so I actually heard from a guy that works there today.
Oh.
They're not even allowed right now. Like, it's almost like prison.
They can't even look at the pool.
They can't order room service. Like, because that was the thing, is they said that usually when they're there, like before a game, that because when they stay out there, they'll do like rooms, like some of them will order room service. And I guess the goalish has said, we're not doing that. You eat what the nutritionist is providing and you get nothing. So they like,
you're not allowed to open your curtains. You pull them shut. You can't even look outside.
Don't you look at the pool, or that's up-down. Don't you even. That is what that
don't
is.
Don't you even think about looking at the pool.
And if you leave your room to go talk to the ladies down there at the spa, that's it. You're benched for the first game. That's how that works. So, yeah.
Scholarship revoked.
Yes. And it is – he was – the gentleman that was telling me this, he was saying, it's kind of odd because they leave first thing in the morning and they don't come back till like right at 9 o'clock. And then the coaches are telling them that they got some meetings, and then it's lights out. So – they're not allowed to really do anything at that facility. Because that was the thing, is the people at the hotel were kind of complaining because they're not making any money because those guys are in rings. They were hoping, when you got a bunch of big dudes like that and you got 100-plus of them, they were kind of hoping to get a little extra money in the evening for them coming home hungry. That's not the case. Yeah. So,
no dice.
I do think it's hilarious, though, that Goodman thinks that. And I'm glad you get your nails done out there. Good for you.
They're phenomenal. I have the best nails in podcasting, I think.
I do love the fact that Brad Law says he feels like he puts his thumbs through a meat grinder.
Which is hilarious. Ben, anything else? We didn't even talk about football.
No, we didn't. It's well worth it. It takes one of these shows every now and then that we get to visit and we talk about the kind of the wizard behind the curtain of what we deal with in media and the personalities we run into. And that's what it's funny, because you know how I am. Like, I'm more of a don't care guy, because somebody said, well, what do you think so and so thinks about you? I said, I don't care. and they were like, it doesn't bother you? I said, no, it really doesn't bother me. I was like, I got my friends that I've made along the way, and I said, and we visit and we talk, but no, it doesn't bother me. I'm good. I'm gonna go home to my wife and kids. I'll be good. I'm all right. So look, again, peek behind the curtain, see what the wizard does. Hopefully Kyle will still get some. I don't know. They may hug it out in Atlanta in the press box. I'm looking forward to it.
Who's they?
You and Michael Casagrande.
I'm not going. Oh. I got a barn cast, my guy. I'm locked in to the barn cast for life. So we may have some upgrades to the barn cast this year, by the way. So make sure you're
No, it's not in. Live betting. That's against the law, by the way.
Make sure you're tuned in for those, though, because they could be a lot of fun this year. Guys, thank y'all for listening. I appreciate you humoring us for an episode.
Yes.
I promise we're going to talk about football again. This was just too funny not to share. Y'all take care. We'll talk again very soon. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll talk again tomorrow. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.